Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. On this day in 1919, the German National Assembly adopted the Weimar Constitution, which went into force on August 14th. According to a report in the Berliner Zeitung, Berlin might be facing a new police scandal. After suspecting that the Berlin authorities could have condoned a murder in the biker scene, the FDP is now demanding consequences. Apparently, communication does not work in many places of the State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, according to Marcel Lutte, spokesman for domestic affairs of the FDP faction in the House of Representatives. This is ultimately the responsibility of the State Criminal Office chief. The Tagesspiegel reported that Margarete Koppers, attorney general and former vice president of the police in Berlin, confirmed that at least three officers of the State Criminal Police Office are under investigation. This involves suspicion of concealment of an offense and suspicion of obstruction of justice in office. In the largest biker or rocker trial in the capital so far, the regional court had noted in a legal notice that the police had known that such a murder could happen, but possibly, quote, consciously and with approving acceptance, did not take sufficient countermeasures. The background could have been that the investigators then wanted to take action against the bikers. As the protection of human life is valued higher than investigation success, this is a severe accusation. According to the prosecution, the bikers stormed into a betting cafe in Reinickendorf on January 10, 2014, in disguise. The leader of the group shot a 26-year-old man in the back room. From the prosecution's point of view, the crime was revenge for a fight a few months earlier in which a Hell's Angel was injured. Do you like living in Berlin? The question is simple and understandable. Everyone is an expert in their own way of life. And this is also the reason why hardly anyone ever answers with, I don't know, in surveys on life satisfaction at home. This survey is no different. On behalf of the Berliner Zeitung, the opinion research institute Forsa asked whether Berliners feel comfortable in their city or whether they would rather live somewhere else. 70% of Berliners say they like living here, and 30% say they'd rather live somewhere else. In comparison, these figures could be worrying to some. In Hamburg, Germany's second largest metropolis, also a city-state, Forsa asked the same question in April. And 89% of Hamburgers said they liked living there, almost 20 percentage points more than in Berlin. Only 11% of Hamburgers felt uncomfortable living there. According to Forsa, the results are similarly high in cities such as Cologne, Düsseldorf, or Frankfurt am Main, where the positive identification of the inhabitants with their city is always more than 80% each. In other words, most dissatisfied people live in Berlin, among German city dwellers. Forsa interviewed 1,009 representative Berliners selected for the exclusive survey on the phone from July 16th to 26th of 2018. The statistical error tolerance is up to 3 percentage points plus or minus. The result shows no major differences between East and West. In the eastern part of Berlin, there are only a few more dissatisfied people at 33% than on average in the city. The differences only become clearer when the period of residence is included. Of those who have lived in Berlin since birth, or at least moved here before 1990, significantly more, 76%, feel comfortable in the capital, which is partly simply logical, as identification with Berlin is, of course, an important reason to remain. But of those who have moved here in the past two decades, since 1999, only a meager 56% say they like living here. 44% of the new Berliners would prefer to move away. Especially among younger people 18 to 29 years of age, satisfaction with Berlin, contrary to the cliche of the city as a place of longing for young people, is below average at 64%. Conversely, many older people feel particularly comfortable. At 80%, the positive identification with Berlin among the at least 60-year-olds is higher than with any other group. Are sexual offenses taken seriously by Berlin police? Tagesspiegel published a concerning report from a woman yesterday. She was molested by an exhibitionist who masturbated in front of her in the S-Bahn. She stated that next to the passive reaction of the other passengers, she felt disturbed by the subsequent reaction of the police. While the policewoman, for whom she filed a complaint shortly after the incident, had asked sensitive questions and listened attentively, she was worried that her statement was not taken seriously as it was recorded in handwriting on a piece of scratch paper. The woman wrote that she left the police station with mixed feelings as she got the impression that sexual harassment of women is not important enough for the police and for passengers on the S-Bahn. Police spokesman Thomas Neuendorf contradicted her concerns yesterday and said that the police take the issue very seriously. The criminal complaint has been filed and will now be further prosecuted at the state criminal police office in the area of sexual offenses. The woman will receive a questionnaire for more detailed descriptions. Also, Berlin police have already requested the video recordings from the train in question. Mr. Neuendorf said that the recordings will be evaluated to identify the perpetrator and that all possibilities will be used to solve the case. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.